we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I'm talking about Alabama, y'all. I mean, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, somebody else covers a lot of ground. Our friends over at Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground across North Alabama. They're in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham region, and they are epic good at what they do. So Southern Immediate Care is literally open 7 days a week. And think about that, what that means. You get sick on a Saturday morning. You're worried about whether you're going to be able to make it to work on Monday. Well, do you have to wait till Monday to see a doc? Nope, you don't. So you can go there 7 days a week. What ages? All ages. Pediatric to geriatric, I like to say. You can see them all down there at Southern Immediate Care. So, and by the way, I got to tell you, this is who I use personally. It is. And, you know, it's just every time I've been over there, it's been like clean, professional, friendly. I'm proud to brag on them because they're just worth it. So, yeah, Southern Immediate Care. You need help even on a Monday or, for that matter, on a Saturday. Find the location nearest to you and head on down there. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Southern Immediate Care. All right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do at least a miniature version of this third dipper. All right. I'm calling it the War on Women, and I may wind up doing more on this because there's so much more to this dipper than I think we can get in this half an hour. Isn't that amazing? I mean, Big Rig, when I've got like no guests, and I still can't get through all the material. Of course, we did have Jeff's. What did Jeff call it?
About being on the right side of the road.
Oh, yeah, right side of the road with Jeff. That's right. That's what it was. I would have gotten more done, but I had to do some right side of the road with Jeff. So
I like it.
It's important.
He calls every day. Might as well make it a thing.
I like it, man. We got to find a sound effect. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing: War on Women. One of the things that I was going to point out to you is, and I mean this when I say it. If you're pro-life, pro-life can't be just about in the womb. What does that mean? We as conservatives, we as Christians, if we're going to say that we are pro-life, then it cannot be that it's just, and then once they're born, we're going to leave you. Thank you for keeping the child and not aborting it. I'm sorry, you can't afford that. We're not going to help you. Now, there are things that we can do. There are. Like the state of Alabama just passed a child care tax credit that will help, because people who chose to have their child or to have a child might need some additional assistance with childcare to get back in the workforce and support their families. All right. That being said, what's the federal government ever going to do? Is the argument just going to be, it's all about abortion? We need, what do they call it? Reproductive health care. But it's not reproductive. It's non-reproductive health care. They want abortion. That's one of the only things they got going for them. And they're having a freak out right now, the left is, because U.S. Senator Katie Britt from Alabama just unveiled a new bill co-sponsored with Senators Marco Rubio and Kevin Cramer that seems to do exactly what I said a moment ago. It provides opportunities and means and efforts for support for women who have chosen to keep their child. And the situation that we've got right now in America is that abortion on demand is still there in many, many places. States like Alabama have now been given the opportunity not to have abortion, and I'm glad that we're a pro-life state. But we cannot allow ourselves to just simply say that once they're out of the womb, we're through with pro-life, because pro-life, in my opinion, is got to be extended into encouraging them and letting them know that if they keep the child and they don't choose abortion, that we'll be there for them. I'm not talking about a welfare state at all. I'm not. But I am saying there's things we can do and still meet our conservative principles. So Senator Britt unveiled this plan, and the left has gone crazy. The left is saying that this plan called the Moms Act, which there's another acronym, the More Opportunities for Moms to Succeed, Moms Act, which came out just this past Friday, gives much-needed access to resources and assistance for American mothers. Predictably, it says, Democrats are not celebrating the move that empowers mothers. They are instead pushing stories and saying that she's now created a database of pregnant women. What a stupid thing to say. So if you put up a... This is like saying that someone goes on Amazon, they're now part of a database of shoppers. No, there's someone who took advantage of an opportunity to go online and find something they needed. The same is true here. What this thing does is it increases access to adoption agencies, pregnancy resource centers, and other relevant public and private resources within their zip codes so they can find them. It establishes grants for nonprofit entities to support and encourage and assist women in carrying their pregnancies to term. It allows providing of tools for prenatal and postnatal telehealth appointments. It allows the purchase of necessary medical equipment and technology in rural areas and other medically underserved areas. It requires the U.S. Health and Human Services to include and maintain a national list of federal funding opportunities for nonprofits to help support pregnancy. I mean, it goes on and on by just saying, here's what we're going to do. You know what? We're going to start saying that we're going to be there for you after the womb, too. That pro-life is not just anti-abortion. Pro-life is pro-life. Now, I've got a sound clip. Big Rig, you got that sound clip? I got a sound clip of Senator Britt talking about this very thing. And I'll tell you, what's amazing is I got the sound clip off of a tweet from the Democrat National Committee Chairwoman, Jamie Harrison, who said that all they're doing is creating a database of pregnant women. Here's what she actually said, talking about Britt. So she creates a database of pregnant women so that Trump then knows who to prosecute if those women get an abortion. What an asinine thing to say, y'all. What an absolutely asinine thing to say. But let's hear Katie Britt talk about it. Go ahead.
Hi. As a mom, I know that there is no greater blessing in this life than our children. And I also understand the types of challenges that women face during their pregnancy journeys and while raising their kids. This week, I'm introducing the Moms Act in the Senate. The Moms Act stands for More Opportunities for Moms to Succeed. This legislation would provide critical support to women during typically challenging phases of motherhood. That includes the prenatal, postpartum, and early childhood development stages. To all of my fellow moms out there, my goal is to give you and your children the opportunities to thrive and to live your American dreams. I'll continue to fight to advance a comprehensive culture of life, to empower parents, and to grow opportunities for hard-working families so that every child across our nation can reach their God-given potential and every woman can thrive.
I did not recall I had the music attached to it.
Yeah, the music was louder than her speaking.
Yeah, it was. I sort of felt like I was playing an infomercial there. I didn't. So, yeah, when I saw that early this morning, I did not even remember. So I'm sitting here almost laughing because it sounds like I'm playing one of those commercials where the puppies are giving you the big eyes. But nonetheless, the message is still good.
Yeah, I mean, great message.
Yeah, it's a great message. I mean, what she's and I'm proud that it's our senator doing it. Thank you, by the way. But she's the idea that liberals are freaking out over this is clearly an indication of where they are as a progressive movement. All they can say is you're forming a pregnancy database so that Trump can prosecute people who get abortions. No, it's not. It's offering you opportunities to find the resources you need to take care of your child. And by the way, it's not even all about abortion. It's hopefully providing things that people who chose to keep their child will look into. But it's what it's really saying is, hey, we know that some of y'all out there would never even consider an abortion, but you also struggle financially and you need help. We know that there's people out there who live in rural communities that don't have access to some of the health care that we have in the cities. So we're going to find a way to get you some help. It also might mean that you're struggling and you're now a single mom because you didn't expect to be single, but here you are and you don't know what to do and you need some help. That's all it's saying. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, you need to make sure that you have framed in your mind, all you right side ruffians, that if you are indeed pro-life, and that does not just mean anti-abortion, it means that you are pro-life. That's the way we take the message back. That's the way we take the issue back. That's the way we get under their skin so bad they can hardly stand it. Because the only thing they've got to fight for right now is whether they can kill some more babies. Oh, I need some of that abortion. You got to give me some of that abortion. Gavin Newsom making commercials out of California, pretending to show Alabama state troopers pulling women over and asking for their ID and telling them they're about to be subjected to a pregnancy test on the side of the road. Absolutely asinine. We stand for life. That's what separates us. They can stand for the, you know, the notions of death on demand. We stand for life, but life can it has to be, by its very nature, it has to be bigger than just what happens in the womb. We have got to make sure that we as conservatives have reclaimed this message and that we're taking care of folks. And that's not the way it was not a huge amount of like big government handouts and entitlement programs and welfare societies. That wasn't it at all. That was actually empowering 501c3s and churches and others to do good stuff. That's what we need. All right, listen, we're going to take the last break of the day. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I'll catch up on some text messages. There you have it. That was a mini dipper on the war on women. I might do more of that tomorrow. I enjoyed that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. That's, I'm talking about making common sense like a superpower. Several text messages to grab before I go. So we got, people are still pouring in the names for when Jeff calls in. So we got, what all do we have here? Thomas from Athens says, Jeff's in the right lane. That's not bad either.
That's not bad.
What else we got? You can see some others. You jump in if you need to.
Okay.
Jeff from Athens says, okay, even though it's linguistically correct, how about road rants? Road rants. They're not always rants. Sometimes we're laughing, though. I don't know if we can do road rants. But I like the alliteration there. That's good. What else do we have? Any more of them? Susan from Decatur just texted in. And says she heard that banks were pushing to enforce DEI or they refused to lend money. Can you speak to that? Yeah, just real briefly. Okay, so what you're talking about there is what's often referred to as debanking. And it's not happening everywhere, but it has been known. And a lot of times it's not just DEI. It's really what they call ESG, environmental, social, and governance, which has DEI concepts built into it. But that's where, because of the influences of groups like BlackRock and other major corporate pushes, what they're saying, Susan, is that literally, if a bank decides that you are considered a risk to their portfolio, like for instance, if you're a gun manufacturer or a gun shop, if you're a gun shop, local mom and pop gun shop, you sell bullets and ammo. You know, I mean, you sell all the ammo, you sell all the parts, and you sell the guns. And you're just doing business like you always have. And then you go get your line of credit renewed and they won't renew it. Why? Because it hurts their ESG score if they are seen loaning money to something that is, you know, Second Amendment friendly. So that's what you're talking about there. And I think the ESG is really the broader narrative there for the banks. But it's been I actually had a company that was considering advertising on the Right Side. And they let me know they're a gun parts company, an accessory company, and they actually let me know they just had a huge amount of trouble with the banks that they didn't expect, and I'm sure it was because of those very things. In fact, I need to reach out to them too. That was about a year ago. What else we got here? Jeff from Indiana texted in, says they need to get you a big old jar of pickled eggs to eat when you get hungry. Did you see that? I mean,
I see it now.
We'll just get you a jar of pickled pig feet. And let them sit over there on the that's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that if I looked over there and saw you eating pickled pig's feet out of a jar, I'm pretty sure the show would be over for the day.
Yeah, I'd be fired.
That's okay. It'd have to come well after I got myself back together and came back in the room. Kenny from Huntsville says, so might this outlawed DEI in Alabama end the DOJ consent order in Huntsville City Schools? That DOJ CO has nearly irreparably damaged Huntsville City Schools. My middle is graduating, 13-year-old, moved to private school, done with public forever. So no, probably not. You're looking at two different things there. When they look at DEI, they're talking about trying to find reasons to tell you why you're not right, and we're going to help you be more righter, or lefter, really. Whereas when you're looking at the consent order, it's a consent order. In other words, at some point, Huntsville City Schools was sort of had their arm twisted and they had to consent to the order. In other words, it's like an agreement before the court. And it's related to a problem that the courts had already been moving towards finding them guilty of. So anyway, I don't think so, man. But I'll be honest with you. I think it's about time. It's really about time. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says DEI equals deport every illegal. Wow. There's a DEI you can sink your teeth into.
We got some pretty clever people in the chat.
He just ran through two of my dippers with one acronym.
Mm-hmm.
DEI, deport every illegal. And then he said, come to the right side if you want to live.
Oh, I like that.
I like that a lot. Raven from Russell says DEI stands for didn't earn it. There you go. All right, listen, we're going to wind up dealing with this for a while, but I do think the DEI is in its death throes. I really do. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt in my military mind that we are seeing the demise of DEI. And rightfully so, man. I mean, when you've got kids that are being told, you know, I'm sorry, you're born white, therefore you're an oppressor. Oh, look, young black child, I'm sorry, you're an automatic victim because you were born that way. You need to constantly know that you're being oppressed. You have the oppressed and the oppressor simply because of the way God made them. That's absolutely the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But it's also painful. It's intrusive. It's demeaning. It's degrading. And it tears down society because what it does is it builds division. There's nothing about DEI that promotes inclusivity. It promotes exclusivity. There's nothing about DEI that promotes diversity. It simply promotes the fact that they believe there are divisions everywhere. Everybody's got to have a division. What's your brand? Who are you? What do you like? How do you identify? What subgroup are you into? Which ones do we identify with? I got these two of the subgroups. Which ones do you have? Oh, those are now called intersectionalities. So you're allowed to cross over at places. I'm black, you're white, we're both, gay. Therefore, we have an intersection. Okay. So that's where we talk. We can talk because we have an intersection. How about this? We're all citizens. We're all Americans. That's about the only identifying you need. Well, Phil, I think you're being a little bit, you know, disingenuous here. You know there's been racism. Of course there's been racism, and I'm still saying there is racism, but I'm not saying it's systemic. That's the issue. There is no country in the world that has done more to tear down barriers. There's no country in the world that has done more to rectify the things it's done wrong in the past. There is no state in this nation that has done more to go further to overturn the things that it, you know, had in its past than Alabama. We've gone from being the place where the governor stands in the door to being the cradle of the civil rights movement. And are there problems? Well, there'll always be problems. I could go to Oregon, where they're uber liberal, and still find problems. But the reality is this. People are not born oppressed and oppressors, and people are not born so that they can suddenly have to kowtow to the whims of the latest flavor of the month as to what someone identifies as. We are who God made us, and we're going to continue to do well with it. John from Huntsville gave us the grades as we head out to the break, or the last break of the day. Big Rig and Phil both get an A triple plus for their spectacular performances. However, today's winner is Jeff from Indiana with a supersize A triple plus. So congratulations. Also, you ought to have a segment called Indiana Jeff and the Truckers of the Lost Big Rig.
That's good. I like that.
All right. We got a full show already planned for tomorrow. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then.